John Wesley, back in 1761, wrote some guidelines for singing. And they're in the front of our hymnal on Roman numeral number 7, VII. There are seven recommendations that he wrote. Number 1 says, learn these tunes before you learn any others. Afterwards, learn as many as you please. Number 2, sing them exactly as they are printed, without altering or mending them at all, and if you have learned to sing them, otherwise unlearn them as soon as you can. Seems to me he was encouraging copyright laws that everything might be the same. Number 3, he says, sing all. See that you join with the congregation as frequently as you can. Let not a slight degree of weakness or weariness hinder you. If it is a cross to you, then take it up, and you will find it a blessing. Number 4. Sing lustily and with good courage. Beware of singing if you were half asleep or half dead. But lift up your voice with strength. Be no more afraid of your voice now, nor more ashamed of its being heard than when you sung the songs of Satan. My dad does not sing. My dad hums. That's his joyful noise. 5 says, sing modestly. Do not bawl so as to be heard above or distinct from the rest of the congregation, that you may not destroy the harmony, but strive to unite your voices together so as to make one clear, melodious sound. Number 6, sing in time. Whatever time is sung, be sure to keep with it. Do not run before nor stay behind it, but attend close to the leading voices and move therewith as exactly as you can. And take care not to sing too slow. This drawling way naturally steals on all who are lazy, and it is high time to drive it out from us and sing all our tunes just as quick as we did at first. And number 7, above all, sing spiritually. Have an eye to God in every word we sing. Aim at pleasing him more than yourself or any other creature. In order to do this, attend strictly to the sense of what you sing, and see that your heart is not carried away with the sound, but offered to God continually. So shall your singing be such as the Lord will approve here, and reward you when he cometh in the clouds of heaven. Words that John wrote 1761, still current for us today.
The brothers Wesley are responsible for a lot of the hymns in our hymn book. John was primarily the preacher, but he could give us the rules. Charles was primarily the musician and has written many of the hymns in our hymnal. And Charles was once quoted as saying, I can preach the gospel just as well through the songs of the church. And I was really glad, you know, I asked you to fill out those green slips the last 2 weeks. I had a stack about like this, and I was just ecstatic. I was really glad to see that that your choices covered 300 years. We had a little bit of everything. So Gene was really nice in the office, and she gave you the words in your bulletin. I was going to make it a test to see how many of you could sing the first verses of these songs without looking. So, you know, if you want to test yourself and not look at the words, that's perfectly fine. We're just going to zip right through them, a little bit of a break in between so you can, you know, swallow and take a breath. But we're just going to go right through them. So I hope you'll join us. The words are in your bulletin.
Yeah.
I would invite you to follow along in your worship folders for the dedication of musicians. Dear friends, all of us here are involved in the ministry of music. We are directed numerous times in the Bible to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Just some of us need more encouragement than others. But that is why we are grateful for those who have responded to the call of God to lead the ministry of music in our church, to direct, to sing, to play musical instruments, to dance, or all ministries of Christ among us. Those called to these ministries need our loyal support and our prayers. We recognize today our minister of music, Diane Runser, and members of the chancel choir, the Sunshiners, and the cathedral bells. Making music to the praise of God in the congregation is a ministry that requires devotion and discipline. Do you accept the responsibilities for this ministry? Will you be faithful to the disciplines of music? And as members of this congregation, do you promise to ever keep in mind John Wesley's directions for singing and to remember that making a joyful noise to the Lord is an act of devotion in which we all can share? Let us pray together. We gather today, Lord, to begin another year of serving you. We come with varying gifts, believing that you have created us and called us to the same ministry as David and the Levites, using the gifts of which your servant Paul writes to lead your people in praise and to build up one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We lay our gifts at your feet and pray that you will use us. As we sing, remind us of your love for all your children. Remind us that you have called us to this ministry when we face difficult times, times of fatigue and times of disappointment, times of grief and times of frustration, times of confusion and times of hard work, times when things go badly and especially when things go well. Help us to see ourselves as part of your kingdom and to know that you love us solely because you created us. Help us to love you solely because you are our eternal King. These things we pray in the name of Him who loved you and who loved us and who gave Himself for us, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the faith expressed by your music live in our heart, and what you believe in your heart practice in your daily life. May God give you grace to offer your music and your life in faithfulness and consecration now and in the world to come. Dear friends, I commend to you these persons. To them has been given the gift to lead in the ministry of music in our church. Will you sustain them with your encouragement and your prayers together as we seek to offer praise to God? Let us all pray together. O Lord, our God, bless these ministries of music and those who offer them in your service. Give to these persons love for you and your people, fullness of heart as they praise you, and diligence that their music may be a worthy offering to your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.